Yesterday in the meeting, we detailed how I pounded the table for soccer talk, as is the usual. Today's meeting, it was Jake with the pounding.
Whoa.
And it was baseball, which was being demanded. Now, it's not Mr. Hat, right? Do we have a Mr. Hat to give away today?
We do not.
How long has it been?
7 games. They're in action right now, looking for Fulte to...
Who has Mr. Hat? Do we remember?
May 21st, Adelies.
8 games, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
Well,
I don't know if Blake's right on that one.
I didn't really want to talk about the Rangers.
Oh.
I wanted to talk about Levi Weaver from The Athletic's tweet updating us on fan protocols at Globe Life Field, starting with the next homestand, which is coming up. The new protocols allow you to bring some of your own food into the game with limitations. From the press release.
Has that not been a thing in the past? You're not allowed to bring anything in?
No.
So this is odd.
To my knowledge.
Because usually they don't go in the direction of losing money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, people would sneak stuff in, for yeah. sure. We've all had the dad who's...
Sandwich.
Yeah.
Always beaten by
which
that,
which is kind of what I wanted to talk about. But it says here, the new policies will allow fans to bring outside food into Globe Life Field as long as it is inside a sealed, clear, gallon-sized or less plastic bag. Guests will also be permitted to bring in a non-flavored sealed water, plastic bottle under 1 liter. One bag of food and one bottle of water per ticket will be permitted. Okay.
A bag of food.
You have a gallon-sized...
like spaghetti, like yes. Elf.
This is what
steak
I want,
in there.
This is what I wanted to talk about. Because... I would assume you're also allowed to bring
gravy,
plates, utensils, but it doesn't say that. So let's say that even if you are you scooping spaghetti out of a gallon bag onto a plate in the stands at a Rangers game, and then
you could rent a plate.
See, maybe that's where they get their money back. Is you
$20 you for
buy
a plate?
A plate while
ice
there.
Cream helmet.
Yeah,
true.
Eat a lot of that.
And I'm sure most people, it'll just be you fill it with chips, or you fill it with peanuts, or you fill it with
popcorn.
There you go. But I imagine a new world where people are, you know, have a bag of beans.
Oh, I brought a sweet potato.
Right. It's in this gallon-sized bag. Or just a full bag of meat.
How about stew?
How about a stew? How about a roux?
Like a slow-cooked brisket.
And I think this should be like a bet payoff.
To go to the game with a bag of meat?
Yeah, like, or with...
It has to be warm, like hot meat in
right.
a hot day.
Yeah.
Chili.
Yeah, with a whole
bag of chili.
Size.
Wasn't there a bit where somebody had... Oh, it was Nathan for you, right?
I haven't seen that episode, but I have...
I really want to lay out on you, but yes, you're right.
I'm looking at my Nathan for You guy.
Oh, where were you with my balloons reference?
What's happening?
Lay out again?
It was a couple days ago. He had a Nathan for You reference that wasn't really as good as the chili one.
Okay.
The rest of the row...
But he had a guy selling chili at a minor league hockey game. And he had a bodysuit that had chili in it, and it would go through a tube in his arm, and he would just, like, squirt it out into a bowl that he would give you. Isn't that right?
They look busy in there.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the press release says, in addition, bags and purses that are soft-sided and do not exceed MLB's bag size requirements of 16 by 16 by 8... maybe brought into Rangers home games. All backpacks are prohibited except single compartment drawstring bags. As has previously been the case, exceptions for those bags are for medical reasons or diaper bags for young kids. So what I'm saying here is they will allow you to put the clear gallon-sized bag of chili in another bag.
Mm-hmm.
regulation size that you can take.
That's
in.
Too bad.
But I think if you do the bet payoff, you don't have that option.
You just have to carry the you have to, Glad
right.
bag of chili.
Like, do you know, no utensils.
Jeez.
Gross.
Like, do you know how big a gallon size bag is? That's pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of food. But
what if you just fill it up with hot dogs, no bun?
Get a lot of hot dogs in there.
Yeah. And then you sell them. You know how much money you can make?
That's not a bad idea.
That's the payoff.
You have to go sell hot dogs yeah. at the Rangers game. You yep. have to undercut the vendors.
I wonder what precipitated this. Why would they all of a sudden make this change unless there was a call for it?
Yeah, I don't know the backstory on it. I know that probably initially, you know, they didn't,
are they trying to let the whole "we don't do a gay day" thing die down? So
maybe
this will take the news now.
Their maybe big announcement.
Let's deflect. Let's deflect. You could bring a meat bag, though.
But yeah, of course. We all had, you know, the dad or the mom, that whether it was the movies or...
Well, no, you had the dad.
I definitely had the dad.
Your dad has brought a steak and a baked potato into a movie.
He has. It was a pork chop.
Oh, I'm
a
sorry.
A pork chop and a baked potato.
What has he brought to the ballpark?
I mean, it was pretty standard. Like, he would make, you know, he would line the inside of his shirt or his pockets. I mean, he was not concerned about it. It was jerky, sandwiches, chips, you know.
Now, were you beaten? Because I remember being beaten, having to bring a sandwich to a game, and then you see someone else eating a hot dog, and you're like, oh, God, I'd love to have that hot dog. Like, what you can't have, you always want.
Yeah.
And just the stadium hot dog, it's part of going to the game, right? It's part of the experience.
And I think for my dad, the way that he did this a lot was he would let us get a hot dog, but he was never going to buy one for himself. Because he's like, I don't care. I'll just eat this steak that I made 4 nights ago out of this bag. I'll get the boys a hot dog. I don't, you know what I mean? He figured out how to straddle the line a little bit. But now I don't know what the rules across MLB are as far as bringing bags of food in. But I'm happy to see the Rangers are at a... They're at the forefront of this, the cutting edge of letting you bring in bags of food.
So weird.
But I really do think it would be a hilarious payoff or something where, like, the whole show goes to a Rangers game and Bally Sports pans up to our section and we each just have a full gallon-sized bag of a different food item.
Yeah, we could get like, Emily to interview us.
Big Rangers. Yeah, and she just goes down the line.
We're just family style.
How yeah, long, we're sharing it.
Yeah.
How long until a giant group shows up and has a food fight?
Oh, my God.
Ooh. That's what we do.
The food fight feels like it's had a down couple decades.
Yeah. It's gone down and shootings have gone up.
Jeez.
Is there a correlation?
So you're saying if we bring the food fight back, that will help.
We need good people with food.
Yep. It's kind of like letting them fight in hockey, you know?
So you think they crack down so hard on the food fights in school cafeterias? That's what has led to more school shootings?
Let's not rule anything out.
Well, I'll tell you
this
what.
This is a brainstorming meeting.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to rule out. Taking gallon-sized bags of my favorite stews, baked potato soup, turkey chili that I have a little specialty of mine. You know what? Another thing I might do is I might take a gallon of salsa in and put the chips in the backpack that they let me bring in.
Oh.
Or a gallon of chili con queso.
Well, I'm bringing the chips.
Okay. Well, it sounds like
you
a party
bring the
to
salsa.
Me. All right.
Man. Potato salad.
You're going to have to double
Julie?
Bag yeah. that thing, though.
It just busts all over.
I'll just bring tuna.
You don't want leaky salsa.
Yeah, bag of salmon.
There's something here. Let's workshop a bit.
Okay.
247. This is the